Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
Hey, Erica. I'm sorry, I wasn't on ready.
Hey, it's okay. What's going on?
How are you feeling?
I feel fine. My voice, I just think my voice is going out. I don't know what's up with it. I don't feel bad. It's just yesterday I did this and about this time of day it's starting to do this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's getting a little raspy, probably just from so much talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So let's go over. I had received an email from the client today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forward you what the email was.
Mm-hmm.
It's a customer review.
Okay.
So I have it sent to your teams.
Pull
it up and just take a second to read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see it.
Okay, and if you can pull up that account in your Shopify?
I will do that. Let's see. Let me pull my Shopify up real quick. Okay, I have it pulled up. Yeah.
Okay, so go to her subscription for me.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
So what do you see on the account?
That it is not canceled.
Correct. And then there has been a new charge that occurred on the 1st, which was Monday.
Mm-hmm. I do see that.
Due to the account not being canceled.
Okay.
So she was pretty upset. And then the fact that she said that she was going to contact her bank and have any further charges from our company blog,
mm-hmm.
how she was very unsatisfied with the company and definitely will not be buying anything else from us again.
Okay.
Anytime that you handle anything on an account, I want you to just double check your work. Make sure, even if it just takes a couple of extra seconds to have the customer on the line with you, just check and make sure that you input your Zendesk ticket, you entered your notes on Shopify, and then that you actually did make any adjustments, changes, whatever was asked of from the customer on the account.
Okay.
Because as you can see, she's blocking the she says it was supposed to be canceled at this point. I've called my bank. The company's blocked from anything charging her account. I can't go in and refund this charge if I don't know that there's an active dispute on it. And then how dissatisfied she was. She didn't mention anything that went wrong with the call as far as how you assisted her on the call. That was fine. It's just the action didn't take place, which led to her being rebilled.
Yeah, and I am so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I really don't think I'm not trying to defend myself or anything. I don't think that I've ever had that problem before. I'm really surprised about that. I'm really sorry about that, and I will, I will take that extra time to, make sure that everything is canceled and stuff like that. I am so sorry about that. I don't know what to say about that. I'll make sure that it won't happen again. I am so sorry.
I know. And I know that sometimes we can make mistakes like that. That's why it's always okay just to double check what you're doing and making sure that you are applying any necessary changes to an account. And that can even be applied towards your regular retention calls if you needed to just double check that the, you know, I even sometimes will close out an account after a call and second guess myself to where I will go back in my history to pull it up just to be sure I did apply what I needed to apply, whether it was the refund or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do that before with a cancel before. Like, I think I had to do that the other day. I went back and checked it, and I was like, oh, no, let me go ahead and cancel that really quick. So, no, I've gone back and checked, and, you know, I don't know what happened that day. I'm very sorry about that.
No, I understand. Well, I just wanted to go over the account with you and to let you know the severity of it where, you know, anything that we do on accounts and how we handle our calls and everything like that, we tell them about that customer survey and they really do utilize it. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything in your willpower not to have to be getting reviews as far as with anything being mentioned that is bad, because typically you do an awesome job on this campaign. And I don't rarely have any issues from you or with you or on accounts or anything like that unless it's brought to my attention like this one.
Okay.
I also monitor calls on Fragrant Jewels pretty frequent. At least once a week I'll pick random calls from the team and just go over calls and see if there's anything that I can find that maybe they're not finding, or if there's even anything that I can help. If you, I hear that you may be struggling with something on a call, I'll make sure that I kind of try to follow up with you and, hey, I heard, you know, with this call and it seemed like you didn't really know what direction to go to. How can we fix it, you know, going forward? Let me tell you a different way to go about it. Things like that. And I know that you reach out whenever you're unsure and you have questions, which is awesome. But we just got to make sure that we're double checking our work going
of
forward
course.
So that it doesn't happen again. But this will be inserted into the system as a developmental coaching. That's not considered a write-up. However, it is in the system for 90 days and so it falls off. So just be sure that, you know, everything is applied how it's supposed to be going forward, especially you being dedicated. We
of
certainly
course.
Don't want the client to have to pull that, you know, and second guess your work, because sometimes things like this happen. So we just want to make sure that we double check once it is brought to our attention so we don't end up making the same mistake twice.
Of course, we'll do. I'll take care of that.
I believe it. Okay, cool. Well, I'll get this typed up, and it'll probably be in your agent overview by tomorrow at some point. I don't know if I can get it in there by the end of the day, but I'll certainly have it in there no later than tomorrow for you, okay?
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And like I said, we'll keep an eye on that and make sure everything goes through or that, like, I'm supposed to do. Like I said, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, awesome. All right, then. Well, thank you for your time, and I hope your throat gets to feeling better.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Goodbye.